power move. If you get in a fight, storm out, slam the door.
Don't come back.
Wait like 48 hours, dude. Come back, but just don't ever apologize. Just be like,
I had an ex-girlfriend.
Feeling better?
I had an ex-girlfriend. They'll come back.
I had an ex-girlfriend pull a really hot girl. I've been trying to say this. I've been saying this on stage, but it hasn't been working. But that like hot, really hot girls have the same energy as really tough guys. Where they're really like, what the fuck are you going to do?
Yeah, it's insane.
What are you going to fucking do about it?
And dude, like, they do that to strangers. Like a hot chick will talk to me after a show, and I'll be like, do you want a drink? And they'll be like, no. Why would I want a fucking drink? I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah. That's what tough guys do. They go, you got a problem, man? Yeah. Like, I don't know. Do I?
Hot chicks that hot have an invisible army of dudes who would like do anything to fuck them. Dude, so it's just like 1 second. All you got to be is like, help. And some guys punch you in
some
the
guy's
face.
Raining dude, down on you. He's
getting fucking blitzkrieged by the entire bar because she made a damsel in distress face.
Oh, yeah.
Like, go, go. Just taking ear shots. Gah, I got to cover my ears. There was a... this dude that was like friends with my ex-girlfriend. Oh, she's not. Yeah.
I'm pissed already, dude. You're triggering the fuck out of me right now, dude.
I fucking hate this.
Because I know some people make friends doing their hobbies, then they end up breaking your fucking heart.
Okay.
You know?
Let's pull back a little. She's hanging out with this dude. His name's Z. And she's like, yeah, I'm hanging out with Z.
Fucking
and
Z?
Like, and I was like, all right, cool name. And I landed in L.A. and I was like, hey, you know, I'll come see you where you're at. She's like, oh, I'm hanging out with Z. Like, and I'm like, all right, I'll meet you at your cousin's house. I go to her cousin's house. This motherfucker pulls up. She gets out of the truck and he turns around and leaves. And I was like, so we're just not acting like that wasn't a major fucking problem. She's like, what? He's my friend.
So he mystery manned you.
Yeah.
He kept the mystery going. Dude. I smoke bombs.
Dude, I had to do internet research on this motherfucker. I was feeling shook. But that's what it is. That's like hot girl where she's like, yeah, I've got a team of them.
Yeah.
But then, the reason I said the storm out thing, she pulled a hot girl move one time when she lived in New York still. And she's like, hey, I'm hungry. Oh, no, I'm on the way home from the comedy club and I have food. It was like I got takeout.
Yeah.
She's at her friend's house for a dinner party. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, I'm hungry. Cool. All right. I was like, no, she goes, did you get food at the cellar? I was like, yeah, I got food at the cellar. She's like, yeah, okay. I'm at Evan and Emily's and they just had steak. And she's like kind of a vegetarian sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was like, oh, all right. So I get back to my apartment. She shows up and I'm not joking. This is why I say hot girls act like tough guys. She goes, did you order me sushi? And I was like, what? What? And I was eating out of a fucking to-go. I did that. I go, what? And she's like, did you order me sushi? And I was like, you're fucking with me. And she goes, I told you I was hungry. And I was like, so we get in a blowout fight. She storms off. I don't chase her. She calls me the next day. I'm like, this better be a fucking apology. And she's like, what? You didn't order me. Finally, after like 4 days we work it out, we're laying in bed. And I'm like, you know, our fight was like white man can't jump. When she asked for the glass of water, and she's like, I've never seen that movie. And I was like, of course, of course. So I show her the clip on my phone. We're laying in bed, and she goes, that's not funny. And you're like, what am I doing? It's like that hot, it's just like tough guy. Like, what are you going to do, bitch?
Yeah, that's not funny.
Girls love that. Fuck you're you. Not funny. That's like, you know, you're not funny. You're not funny at all. It's like, all right.
No.
I'm laughing. I'm laughing at myself.
You have great walking away lines. Yeah. I'm laughing. I'm laughing right over here. I'm laughing all the way in the garage, you stupid bitch. That's why your brother killed himself. You're like, whoa. He's getting super dark on her.
Oh, man. Yeah, you told me that one where you were trapped in the house during a breakup.
Oh, after, dude.
Yeah,
that's some real shit.
That one was
that's
like...
on my Netflix special. That's a fucking... Vecchione and I...
Dude, hold on. You told me that? Like, so he told me this story, like, a day or two after... Like, I was over there, like, real bummed about my breakup, and he told me that story, and I was like, damn, dude, are you all right? I was like, damn, that's tough.
Man. Yeah, well, Vecchione got broken up with his girlfriend, my roommate. Like, they were going through it. And then I had a phone call. I told Shane about it. It was like this blizzard was coming, and I was like madly in love with this girl. And out of nowhere, she's just got weird. And I was like, did something happen?
Ugh.
And she's like, yeah, I just don't know if I want to be in this. And I was, it's the last day on a pilot I was riding on. And so it's like early. It's like 7:45 because you have to be there by 8:39. So I'm like, it's fucking, she was in LA. It was like 5 in the morning. And she's like, yeah, I just don't. think I should be in this. I was like, all right. Damn, yeah.
That early?
Yeah, in the morning. Cause I was like, I need an answer. Oh, because she was supposed to come back to New York and we were going to talk. But her flight got, it was like a big blizzard coming through. Yeah. So they're like, no, they're canceling flights for tonight. So she's like, I'm not going to make it in. And I was like, well, we got to talk about this because I can't sit in a writer's room all day being like, does she want to be with me or not? And she's like, I just don't think it's going to work. And I was like, take care. I remember saying take care and being like, and then I called Rachel Feinstein, whose pilot I was, and I was like, I'm fucked up. And she's like, do you not want to come into work? I'm like, I'm going to come into work. But I made it. It's just like one of those things. It's like when a flashbang goes off, you know, in a movie. Yeah. It's like, and everyone's just talking to you, and they're like, yeah, and you're like,
dude. Dude, I've been in a fucking writer's room the last 3 weeks going through this entire thing, and I'm listening to bad jokes. Like when someone pitches you a bad idea, and I'm in like the worst mood possible, I'm just like, that sucks.
Yeah.
Your idea sucks.
You're stupid.
They're like, do you want to be a part of this team? I'm like, yes. But that sucks.
Yes, more than anything.
More than anything in the world. I'm
so happy to be here right now.
Also, all I'm thinking about is how my insides are crumbling in on each other. But, dude, after that fucking day, that blizzard hit that night, and we were stuck inside for 3 days, and it was like, I would just wake up and look, and it would be all white out my window, and I'd be like, just like the fucking noises you make when you're heartbroken. You're like, I'd just be like, I'd suddenly be like,
dude, I told you that this is real fucking sad, dude. Yeah. The other day here, I woke up on the couch and I like was half dreaming about the dog coming up and like bumping me with his nose, which is how he used to wake me up. And I was like dreaming about it. And I was like, yes, yes. And then like I woke up and I was like, like full fucking like,
you know what that is?
That's and I fucking, rolled over. I
that's like, in the war movies where the hero's down and he it's his wife and she's like, "Wake up, honey!"
Like standing in the field of grass.
Yeah, it's Gladiator. Yeah. That's Shane's fucking dog running through the grass. It's him leading his hand through the wheat. Marcus Aurelius.
Dude, I will have my revenge in this life or the next. Dude, I'd rather get dumped
than break up with someone.
Oh, dude, I'll tell you this. So breaking up, what it is it's putting a gun on their head and they're like, do it. And you're like, I'm sorry. And they're like, what are you doing? You're like, I'm so fucking sorry.
And you're like, wait, don't actually do it.
I know. I don't want to do it either. I'm fucking like, just fucking, we can make it work. Please. It's like the end of Alpha Dog. Every breakup's the end of Alpha Dog.
Didn't they kill him with like an AK-47?
Yeah, <sorry. laughs> just Scarface in it.
They could have just beaten him up and be like, all right, we're suburban. We're selling weed in the suburbs.
Oh, dude.
Someone took it there, dude. Fucking blast.
Someone had an AK.
Yeah, dude. Someone got real.
Those got kids real, must real. Have been the fucking worst in real life.
Because I'll tell you what, they had money, so they're just like,
oh, my God.
They probably had this voice. What's up, bro? Are you guys going over to Dyson's?
I've been watching The Sopranos recently. Even The Sopranos, I'm like, what a bunch of fucking assholes. I watch the show now. I'm like, these guys suck.
Yeah.
He's like, put the ice back in the machine. Like, hits a guy with a brick. I'm like, these guys fucking are the worst, dude.
They just beat up people and take their shit. The fuck out of and then they're like, but I'm conflicted about it. Yeah, he's like, oh, that's where we're at? That was the fucking, like, no, man.
But I want the best for my daughter.
But I like the ducks. Oh, so that's why we like you?
Because I had a panic attack.
Oh, so mental health affects bad guys? And we're like, oh, guys, don't. He's borderline personality disorder.
Yeah, I've been having a hard time with that show.
Dude, breaking up with someone, man.
No, it sucks, dude.
It's like, it's not. I did it over Skype, and she kept going, please don't do this. And you're like, oh, God. I tapped out. I go, all right, let's try to make it work.
That noise. It's like, rip, rip.
Dude.
All right. See ya. I'm going to go this time.
The weirdest is like the post, like almost breakup behavior. They get on like the super good girl, and you're the whole time just like, you're trying your best. You're like, it's not going to work.
The best part of that was I didn't break up with the girl. And Vecchione and my friend Graham were in the living room, and I came out, and they're like, did you do it? And I was like, we're going to try to work it out. I couldn't cut my arm all the way off. And then, dude, this is the best. Like 3 days later, she calls me up and she's like, I think we should break up. And you're like, did you just, you can't fire me, I quit?
Yeah.
Damn.
I was like, but it was almost like, all right.
Yeah, cool. That's the best case scenario.
And we met up for coffee and she tried to be like super serious about it. We met up, and she goes, I think you have a dependency on marijuana. And I was like, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What? Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, like a lot. Like nonstop. And she's like,
yeah.
I'm glad you recognize that. It was one of those. So she just ate it.
They have to hit you with a fucking, like, real hard analysis. If you're like, when I got divorced from my ex-wife, she, like, called my parents, like, your son suffers some depression. And they're like, okay. Yeah. Hope it works out for you.
For
sorry
sure.
About that.
For sure he does.
I was just like,
we all do.
Yeah. She's like, I just want you to know this. My mom's like, all right, thanks.
See ya.
Later.
Bye.
Yeah, have a good one.
Yeah. I pulled that.
They'll hit you with the analysis.
I did hit the fucking analysis. I was mad. Hit the analysis. To. And then the next day, I was like, sorry about the analysis. You're great.
I did it on a Netflix special. I can never pull that back.
Damn.
I've texted that girl, like, can we get coffee? I need to apologize for just fucking. Yeah. Reading your rights, just being like, oh, yeah, I hit it. It was my hit 'em up.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I fucked your bitch.
Yeah, we talked about this, and I'm like, yo, I need that. I need to hit that, and then I'd feel bad, but just getting up there and being
I did it.
A sack of shit.
I was hurt so bad that I did it all the way through filming, and it didn't hit me until I saw the edit, and I was like, oh, shit, this is going out. And not only is she going to see this, but her friends and her family is going to see this, like, oh, well.
Whatever.
It's like you launched a missile, and they're like, it's the wrong coordinates.
It's up. It's already in the air. I mean, we can call them and let them know it's coming. But
I mean, there's literally nothing that can destroy that from impact.
Oh, my God.
So that was like the one time where I was like, man, I think I would have, I don't know. It happened. Whatever.
Need to get out.
Tried apologizing. She's not having it. Yeah. God bless.
We should meet up at my place and talk about this. Sorry about that.
No, I was even like, can I get you a coffee and apologize? And she was like, yeah, all right. But the disinterested was the worst feeling. She was like, yeah, okay, cool. I'll text you next week. And then just never text me. You're like, touché. Touché. You know this game very well.
Yeah, dude. I can't play the game at all. I'm just full of fucking panic.
Because you think when you get out of a relationship, you're like, oh, now the games are over. And you're like, oh, it's a whole worse game.
Weird game.
It's a whole nother level, dude. Each time I get out into the adult dating world, it's like from being married, I was like, God, this sucks. Started doing adult dating. I was like, holy fuck, this is even worse than when I remembered.
You know what it
is? You get out of that and you're like, fucking girlfriend sucks. I gotta get back into it. And you get back out and you're like, oh my God, now I'm in 40-year-old dating world.
It always is like the way we would like.
Scary.
It's always the way like older people talk about, like, if I could go back to high school. Like when you're in a relationship, you're like, if I could be single again, the things I would do. And then if you don't realize if you had to go back to high school, you would have to take classes. Like you would have to like.
Still suck. For
sure. You would like have to go do homework. Because I think now, like, if I went back to high school, I'd be fucking way more confident. I like hit on girls, and then if I went back, I'd just be like, "Oh fuck, this is awful."
I love you.
My ex-wife actually like made money. She was an accountant, made like 90 grand a year. So we had like, you know, a house. Everything looked nice around us, and I was just like, pff. "I'm like." So in my head, I'm like, "This is my house." I'm like, "I could be getting so much pussy in here, dude. If this is mine." We got divorced, and it was just like. In my brother's house on an air mattress, like, all right, pussy's coming.
I'm moving with Shane. Yeah. Things are going to take off.
You go, step out.
Like, drive her BMW. Like, I'm fucking rich, dude. There's no way I should be knocking any pussy right now.
That's so funny. It's your wife's credit card. You go, I'd be putting hotels on this shit. We'd be staying at 5-star resorts.
Just my surroundings are so nice. And I'm like, all right, time for pussy. And she'd be like, no. And I'd be like, what? In my head, I'm like, dude, what? All this, dude? You kidding me?
All this?
You guys had a sick TV.
We did, I bought the TV. That was the one I did buy that.
Did you have to leave it behind?
She took it, yeah. She took it and did like some shit being like, well, the TV is, like the TV was still, how did this work out? She was buying the TV off me, but she also, the car was in her name, but I paid all the bills and she paid for the car. But then she was saying the car didn't depreciate at all. So when I had to buy it back off her for like full fucking purchase value. And I was like, all right, but let's take the TV off. She's like, oh, the TV depreciated. It's worth like $1,000. It was like a $4,000 TV. She's like, it's worth maybe $1,200. And I'm like, my Civic's worth $8,000 right now, though? Yeah. She's like, well, that's, you know, that's what it is. Kelly Blue Book.
Well, it's a Civic.
It's a Civic. Honda.
Japanese.
Honda builds a good car.
Japanese.
I was just like, same thing. Like, all right, whatever it takes, whatever you want. Just gave
you're
it
just
all.
Just getting it out.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's just fucking brutal. It's all a right. cycle, though.
Here's something.